Welcome to the Campbell Conversations. My guest today is Ashley Bryant. Regardless of what they thought of the message, political observers are in agreement that the Obama campaigns of 2008 and 2012 were incredibly effective and smart in their organization and mobilization of both donors and on-the-ground volunteers. Ashley was an integral figure in that effort in 2012, serving as the campaign's state digital director in Ohio, a critical battleground state. In recognition of her impact, the Huffington Post named her as one of the 50 women who made the election. Ashley, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, there's a phrase that's associated with some of the work that you did, big data. And I was wondering if you could explain that phrase to me and how it worked in the campaign.
Sure. Well, I think big data is a huge term and sometimes very hard for folks to understand. But the way that I look at it is everything that we executed was essentially to collect information. Whether you were interacting with us on our websites or interacting with us on the ground, we were always trying to collect enough information so that we could really judge our voters' behavior and really figure out what were the best ways that we could reach and persuade. So big data for us was, you know, ultimately to turn out the vote, but to understand our voters and be able to optimize our strategy as we went along, really looking at this data and analyzing it effectively.
And so you had this data being collected through different ways and different types of things. Give me just some ideas of what you were collecting.
Sure. So, you know, anywhere from on our websites, we have, you know, joining our groups. And if you were veterans for Obama, if you will, being able to collect information, your location, your hopefully, you know, email address, phone numbers so that we can reach you in those multiple platforms. Sometimes asking specific questions, maybe, you know, why do you support the president? Do you support the president? Those would be things that we would add on our forms. In the offline capacity, for event ticketing, you know, collecting as much information as we can for folks that want to come in to see the president or the first lady or whomever that we had in the state at the time, asking those key questions on the ticket forms so that we can, again, know who's coming to these events. Are they our supporters? Are we reaching persuadable folks at these events to be able to, you know, target our messaging as such?
And campaigns going back at least to the year 2000 have used the internet and online mechanisms to learn about and reach out to and, as you say, to target, organize, and empower voters and volunteers. What was different about 2012 in that regard? And indeed, what did you do in 2012 that was different from what happened in 2008 when everybody said that Obama ran a brilliant online campaign then?
Sure. Well, you know, I believe it's the truth. I think he did run a brilliant campaign in 2008. And just as a note, you know, I was not a part of the campaign in 2008. But in 2012, I think, you know, a big piece of that I love to share with folks are it's almost as though we were running against ourselves when it comes to the digital space because all eyes were on us for what's next, right? What are they going to do that they didn't do before? So for me, it was really, we know the platforms. I think in 2008, it was more the platforms were still new. So it was really bringing the campaign onto these social media spaces. Where in 2012, it's how do we evolve Facebook, right? How do we use Twitter in a way that we didn't use it in 2008 and that no one is doing in 2012. So it's really how do we take these platforms and move them to the next level? How do we rethink how we're messaging and talking to voters in these spaces? So that would be the stark differences, not where to play, but how to play in these areas.
And I was curious to know how much of that approach toward the internet and the emphasis on the internet and the change in strategy, or at least the enhancing of the strategy between 08 and 12, was driven by Obama as an individual candidate in his vision, or was it part of a general phenomenon of the change in the general thinking of people in campaigns these days, the younger generation of which you're a part, or was it the tech team, you know, people like yourself more specifically that are pushing this? Where do we sort of locate the change agent here?
Well, I think it does go back to the president himself. I think, you know, his way of structuring his campaign in 2008 certainly gave us the bones and the great bones that we had to build upon in 2012. I think the layer that most people are seeing that is such a difference are we did have some big, big tech players this time around. And it's not necessarily the effect of new faces, but it's the mix. It's the diverse mix of our key players that have been around since the beginning. And you need that because they know they were closer to the president's thinking of how he wanted to see his campaign run, what were the changes he wanted to impact, and lasting changes at that. But adding that diversity in staff of newcomers to political campaigns, more tech-focused people, it's that mix that brings it all together and makes us successful.
How much different is this from marketing, as it's always in one way or another been practiced, except that now it's online? Is it qualitatively different to bring this component in, or is it just more finely grained because of the kind of data that you're able to mine?
You know, I think it's just more finely grained. For me, I say technology or digital, it's not an add-on. You know, it's now integrated from start to finish. And that's something that I think we execute it well, is integrating it into all facets of the campaign and the organization as a whole. So I think with the data aspect, it's being able to really have a designated team that is going to be focused on these numbers and analyzing them in real time and making real time decisions to tailor our strategy. But again, it's not an add-on. It's now completely from start to finish. When, you know, the Messinas of the world are sitting at the table, they're not going through a strategy and then going, well, then what do we do in digital? It's now at the table from the beginning.
I'm Grant Reher, and I'm speaking with Ashley Bryant. She was the Obama campaign's digital director in Ohio for the 2012 election. You mentioned before about this real-time aspect and drawing on this large amount of data and real-time to make changes as you go. Can you give me an example from one day or one incident in the campaign where, you know, you changed an email based on this, or you used it in some way?
I think, you know, a good example would be in Ohio. We were suffering quite a few attacks on voter rights, and so, you know, at one point in time, you know, we had lost we had lost 3 days of voting in our early voting phase. And, you know, at a moment's notice, we were waiting when, you know, either the Secretary of State was going to make his decision. And we quickly had to decide, are we going to blast an email to mobilize our communities to add more pressure? Are we going to wait for him to make his decision and then respond? And so, obviously, once we knew that we were awarded back the 3 days that should have never been taken away, we immediately wanted to build the momentum from that. We wanted to show the community that you have done yet again, you know, your voice has been heard. The work that you've done as a volunteer, organizing locally, you've been impactful. And so we instantly wanted to send out an email to our volunteers and even just to supporters to say, this is proof again that when you work hard with us and you let your voice be heard, these things can actually happen. You can have a direct impact. And so from there, we were able to quickly, you know, get people to come into the fold and really helping with recruiting. So that was, you know, another piece of us not knowing what day it was going to happen or what time, but being able to mobilize quickly and across departments to make sure that we were taking full advantage of the moment that we had.
And back when candidates first started, I think, noticing the value of the internet and paying a lot of attention to it, taking it more seriously, one of the things that it was looked at more than anything else in terms of its value was as a fundraising device. And Howard Dean's campaign comes to mind. He certainly used it for other things, but he raised a lot of his money online. And it was obviously important for John Kerry in 2004, helping him to keep pace with President Bush and the advantage that he had early on. Obviously, too, Obama has taken that to a whole nother level. Is that still the most single important use of it in campaigns, or now is it more important as an organizing and outreach tool, would you say, than a fundraising tool?
You know, I honestly think it's a two-part. Mm. From a local level, you know, obviously we need money, we need resources. But I applauded our structure in a sense that fundraising was really handled separately. So it really allowed us to focus on persuasion and turning out the vote and not have to have the accountability for raising money within our segment. So the fundraising team really handled that, which was great for us to be able to focus on our jobs. But in another sense, from a tech standpoint, you know, the quick donate button is, you know, one of the most innovative, you know, accomplishments coming out of the campaign. And that's in the digital realm. So I think that while it's not solely being used for fundraising any longer, I do think that the digital space is certainly a key player when it comes to building those funds and making it accessible and easy for people to donate to the campaign.
Well, your background has a corporate background as well. You've been involved in marketing of commercial brands in addition to the president as a political brand, and you've returned now back to the corporate sector. I was wondering if there are important differences between how corporations approach the internet in its marketing and outreach efforts and the way that campaigns think about it.
Well, you know, what I think is interesting, because when I took the role on the campaign, I was thinking, wow, this is so different than anything I've ever been a part of coming from corporations. But it's actually very similar. I do think that my marketing background proved to be advantageous in a sense, because I was accustomed to really trying to understand the consumer behavior and being able to, you know, pivot depending on, you know, how things are working in the space. You know, from a content standpoint, you want to add value to your community. You want to add enough value so that they're sharing it out with their networks and ultimately buy your product from a brand standpoint. And something that I say all the time is I looked at it as, you know, what is this marketing campaign that I'm going to run for a year to get people in the door on a flash sale for one day? And it's a little different because Ohio being an early vote state, technically we don't just have one day. But essentially, I mean, that's really how I looked at my strategy creation, which is very similar to how brands work. You know, obviously, at the end of the day, we want you to get up and buy. And so for us, it was get out the vote. And so I honestly don't feel there are stark differences between the two. I think the execution is a bit different because naturally politics is more personal. So it's easier to be for the user or the consumer to feel, you know, or for us as a campaign to have that fine line of being intrusive. And so I think that it's just more so the messaging is a bit different, but it's quite similar.
I wanted to talk a little bit with you about some of the concerns that get raised about the way this stuff works in the political world. And there are a lot of political observers and writers that see some sinister overtones in the level of data mining that's being done for political purposes. So you're buying access, for example, to cookies, and you're joining up different sets of data to create a very detailed and multifaceted profile of individual users, and then you engage them in online communications regarding that. So it kind of has a Big Brother feel to it a little bit. So putting yourself in the shoes of the average citizen, is there anything about this that would bother you?
You know, privacy is always going to be the topic of discussion. But what I say is I don't think that there's anything that campaigns do that brands haven't been doing for years. And it's the same thing. I think the difference is that people pay attention to the campaign a bit more because, for instance, if I go to a retailer's website and I find something that I want to buy because I'm there because I want to buy it. So when something pops up and asks for my name, email address, and all of these things, I don't think twice because I want to buy this product. But that same retailer, they're getting your information for the exact same reasons that a campaign is getting your information. But the difference is that you're not voting online, right? So when we pop up and we ask you for your information, it's just more out there. It's more in your face that, well, why do you need to know my email address? So again, I, as a regular person, I do think that there's a certain creep factor in all things. I mean, in the internet period, whether it's the ad that pops up because I was just searching for shoes and now I'm on MSNBC and I see shoes. So I honestly don't believe that there is anything different than the normal data collection or mining, if you will. And I don't think it's as scary as people think.
In case you've just joined us, you're listening to the Campbell Conversations, and I'm talking with Ashley Bryant, the Obama campaign's digital director in Ohio for the 2012 election. I want to push on that topic a little bit harder here and put it this way. And this is something that I have to say I wrestle with as someone that has looked at this in the past, and I'm not sure what I think about it and how I feel about it. So I'm counting on you to help me sort this out.
Okay, I'll try.
On the one hand, it's as you described, the campaigns are able to use the information and the social networking aspects of the web to generate on the upside among citizens some political attention and interest that might not have been there before, and to facilitate people to engage in collective political action together when they might not have done so before. And from a small D democratic perspective, that's all to the good. But here's the concern. Even though the activities that those people are engaging in are real, I mean, they ultimately, through your campaign, walked down real streets with other real people and knocked on real doors, and they had real conversations on the phone. They sent out real emails to other folks. There is nonetheless something that feels manipulative about it, that they're doing all this because there's a bunch of people like yourself behind the Oz curtains pulling the digital levers. So it's real on the one hand, but how authentic is it? Am I worrying too much about this?
I think that you have valid points and valid concerns that a lot of people have. I think what, for me personally, working on this campaign, and I haven't experienced another campaign, so I have a unique perspective, but I feel as though it is real in a sense of our purpose, because our purpose is to truly understand the people of Ohio, for myself. It's to truly understand how they feel, how they think, because that's the only way that the president can understand his constituents. And so while it feels scientific and, you know, you think we're in a room with a million computer screens, which is not true, but while it can feel like that, the purpose, the objective is real. The objective is to understand our voters, to understand Ohioans and what matters most to them. And we analyze that by collecting information, asking them the right questions so that we can target in a way of making sure that our messages are getting to the right people. It helps us cut down on voter fatigue because we're getting the right information to make sure that we're not touching people multiple times that don't need to be talked to. So, again, I think it goes back to the objective. People forget about the objective, and that's what matters the most. The mode could feel a little quirky, but it works, and it gets us to our end goal of reelecting the right person for our perspective, and that's the objective.
And I had a question for you about your experiences in Ohio. Ohio obviously was so critical in the overall strategy for both campaigns. How confident was the campaign about winning it? Were there any moments of doubt? Did you encounter anything on the ground in Ohio that really made you worry at some point?
You know, the one thing that was consistent was consistency in our office, and it was stay focused. There weren't one events or one moments in time where we're all in a circle crying and thinking it's all over. These things never happen. There was also no moment where we jumped up and down before it was called, of course, and said, we've got this in the bag. The consistency was to stay focused. There were going to be so many ups and downs throughout the campaign. And as senior staffers and even our senior advisor and our state director and even our general elections director did a wonderful job of keeping us all focused and never letting any one moment, any one news headline take us away from that focus.
Were you personally surprised that the election was essentially over at 11 o'clock after everybody said before that we were going to go to bed not knowing who the president was going to be for the next 4 years?
You know, nothing. I really didn't have expectations, you know, and that's a part of the when you're in the trenches or, you know, as we would explain it, you know, you're just so laser focused that you're not even listening to the outside. I mean, you really aren't. So I'm not even sure if I even heard the reports of, you know, what time it was expected to be called. I probably didn't even know what time it was in the moment. So, no, I just didn't have any expectation.
Well, let me get to the three questions at the end. First, what's the title of the chapter of life you're currently living?
That would be Living for Me, Living with Passion.
Second, what's your worst trait?
I would say I am judgmental.
And third, what professional or creative achievement in your life so far has surprised you the most?
It surprised me working on the campaign and reelecting the president. That's something that it never feels real. And having a hand in that is a huge accomplishment for me professionally, personally, and it is a huge surprise.
That was Ashley Bryant. Ashley, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you.
I'm Grant Reher. Join me again next week on the WRVO stations for more conversation in the public interest.